Oh, so good. Jazzy, Jazzy, just call us Jazzy Jeff and Jazzy, Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff and Jazzy, Jazzy Jeff. Sounds great.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters.
Yay, episode 3, season 4. And this season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, a toothpaste which delivers whitening results in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra is unlike regular whitening toothpastes. It lifts deep stains beyond the enamel surface. Even better, it not only removes surface stains, but it prevents future stains too.
Colgate Max White Ultra helps people to embrace their individuality so they can have the power to shine and be true to themselves. You can buy it now, get it in Dunnes, and it's also available in other major Irish retailers, subject to availability.
Aww, hi Claire. Audrey and Jack were over on Friday night and they left with 2 packets of toothpaste. After they commented on how white my teeth were looking, I was like, well, you have to try this. So off they went on their merry way. So they will report back in 3 days.
I did the same. Actually, I went home at the weekend, a couple of weekends back, and I gave Eileen Solon, the matriarch, some toothpaste and I handed it to her and she said, thanks. And I said, Mum, 3 days and your teeth will be white.
So how are you? We've so much to talk about. The episode that almost wasn't last week. I have to say, I laughed so much editing that podcast, Claire. If anyone missed last week's episode, maybe go back and have a listen. We had a new star of the show, move over Scott and make way for Dave, Claire's window man, who made an appearance on the episode and on your Instagram in the days following.
He did actually. So I was just letting everyone know on Instagram that the episode was out and I tried probably 4 times to record a video and Dave was in the background. So I said, well, I just need to illustrate what's going on here.
Oh, it was brilliant. Now, last week you told me when we had just wrapped up the episode that you were going on a pretty fancy media tour day with Angela Hartnett and Nick Grimshaw to promote their podcast Dish, which you produce, which is such a good podcast, by the way. So how did you get on? Where did you go?
So I'm going to basically be bringing them into radio stations to promo the new series. And our first stop was my old haunt, Radio 2, at the weekend. Now, I got really excited because they were going to be appearing on Dermot O'Leary's show. And for as long as I can remember, Dermot O'Leary has had a special place in my heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I remember watching him on Big Brother's Little Brother. Do you remember like way back?
Oh, yeah.
At like the inception of Big Brother. And he was just so, what I loved about him was he's one of the, for me, he's one of those the presenters that you watch on telly and you'd love to just be sitting there with him. Like, you know, he, if he's got cards or sheets of paper, he reads off the sheet of paper and then he just throws it away.
Yeah.
You know, he's just one of those. I'm on the telly talking to millions, but I could actually be in your kitchen having the crack. Mm-hmm. And he's easy on the eye as well, obviously.
Okay, so go on, tell us.
I'd met him at Christmas time because he appeared on Dish and his parents are Irish. So I went in hard on the Irish and we talked about rugby and we talked about the 40 foot.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he goes swimming in the 40 foot.
Stop.
Yeah. So I told him about my secret swimming spot, not so secret, Vico Road. I said to him, listen, a man of your stature, Dermot, in this world, you should be swimming out near where Bono lives. And he was like, okay. And I was like, Harry Styles actually swam there. He was like, okay, Vico Road. So I was obviously hoping that I would go in and Dermot would be high-fiving me going, hi, Claire, how's it going? Good to see you again. He did have some memory of me, but it wasn't as clear as I was hoping.
Oh my God. Is he married?
He's married, yeah, and he's a little kid, about 2 years old. Mm. But I have to say, as beside myself and as secretly fangirling as I was about Dermot, halfway or towards the end of the interview, Dermot's parents arrived. And then things got really Irish because they were born in, they're both from Wexford, and they moved to the UK 50 years ago. And then they decided to move back when Brexit happened in 2017. So I slid up the table and I was like, you're Irish, right? And his mum, the most beautiful, like loveliest woman. Yeah, I am. Yeah. Are you, where are you from? I just loved, like, Irish people get straight into that. Like, where are you from straight away? So I said, oh, I'm from Dublin. And she goes, oh, no, wait, Sean, this is Claire. She's from Dublin. So me and Sean, and I think it was Maria was his mum's name, had a lovely old chat. And it was lit by the end of the chat with them, I was like, Derma who?
By the end of the chat, you're all playing the fiddle and plot twist, his dad is Dave.
Yeah, so that was me at the weekend.
Oh, that is so, like, that is a glamorous weekend. I was back in the sea, which was nice. But I have to say, after last week's episode, I got so many messages from people about Dave the Builder to say, we need a visual on Dave. So I texted you and I was like, Claire, is there any way we can get a selfie with Dave? Now, does Dave realize that he was on our podcast last week and now people want more of him?
No. I mean, how do you tell someone that? How do you tell, especially like a bloke who's in his 60s, who's just here managing a site, you know? So I thought about this. Oh, the stress of it. How am I going to ask Dave for a selfie without looking really weird? Like, just workshop this with me for a second. How could I possibly, what will I say?
It is... I don't think you can do it without being weird, but like, I think you're kind of used to doing weird things.
I am weird. Yeah, you're right. So I could just say, I did mention the podcast to him. So I could just say to him, oh, Dave, we could hear you in the background of the podcast last week. I promised my friend I'd send a picture. Jump in a picture with me.
Yes. That's not weird.
I mean, it's kind of weird. But I wanted to tell you also this week about something that Dave or one of the lads did that just melted my little heart. So I have two bird feeders, one in my front balcony, one in my back balcony. And I have little blue tits and robins who sing like they're much bigger than they are, actually. Mm-hmm. They've got big voices and they wake me up every morning. So because the building is wrapped and there's scaffolding all over my building, my little bird feeders are now, you know, on the balcony and inaccessible to my little bird friends, my feathered friends. So anyway, at one point when the scaffolding went up first, I was like, I'm going to take my life in my hands and get out on the scaffolding.
Claire, what? And you're afraid of asking this man for a selfie, but you'll get it out of your balcony onto his scaffolding.
So I sneaked out onto the scaffolding and I hung the bird feeder.
Claire, you didn't.
Feeder on the back. And then the next morning I was just getting ready for work and I heard Dave going, what is that a bird feeder, where did that come from? And so I just reached, I looked out my door and I went, Dave, hiya, I put that out there, that's mine. And he was like, okay, yeah, no worries.
I love the way Dave is like outside of your building and his voice is so loud that you can hear exactly what he's saying and just open your front door and reply to his question
straight away. Because he does a tour of he has a look around the whole building at around 8 o'clock in the morning before the lads start with the windows and stuff. So anyway, I put my hand up and said, yeah, this is me, the bird lady. And he smiled and walked away and thought, scratching his head, thought,
it's Claire again.
There she is. So I came home the other evening and I was looking at my front window and I was just looking at staring into space, and something caught my eye on just outside my front door. Dave or one of the lads took the other bird feeder and hung it out on the scaffolding out the front as well.
Oh my God. Oh, kindness my God. Spreads.
The spreading of humanity. Humanity is spreading around me. Honest to God, I have never been so moved and so touched by a bunch of builders in my life.
I'm glad you don't mean literally. Oh my God, Claire, this is amazing. This is, do you know what? I'm glad you're taking us on the journey of the builders. And it's actually made me think, you know, for people who live alone and for there to be like action around them and people coming like first thing in the morning. And like you know, you're lucky that you get to go to work and you've got friends. But imagine if you lived on your own and people coming to work on a project was like the highlight of your year. And then they just pack up and leave. And then you're just back to loneliness.
I have to say, I hear you on that. I have thought about the day that they take the scaffolding down and they disappear.
Hopefully not with your...
Well, I'll have to say, lads, hang on a second. I need those nuts. Give us those nuts back. But I have thought about the fact that they will disappear and this place will go quiet again. And you're right. For anybody who does live alone, it's imperative that you reach out. Like, don't ostracize yourself. Don't isolate yourself from even a small chat, because that little action that I took, putting that feeder out, inspired those lads to move the other one and to probably see the birds. Maybe they'd never seen or even taken notice of the bird song in the morning.
Yeah. And you know what? I also think Dave will remember you. And I think characters like Dave are few and far between anymore. Like, we're all so, I think, self-aware these days, which is great in some ways. But isn't it great to have a character like Dave who just shows up and is just like shouting, but like speaking, he thinks he's speaking normally, but he's bringing energy to the place.
100%. And ordinarily you might wake up if you're kind of grumpy and you're a bit like, oh, the noise. But if you can just sit with it for a second and just hear it, you know, and like you say, like just let the communication, let the community in.
So my week, Claire, was a little quieter than yours, with Pee-wee's on her Easter holidays.
Oh, wow.
Which is, you know, full on, but I didn't tell you about this before we logged on because I wanted to hear and see your reaction, but this arrived. My book.
Your book. Oh, GC. It's a thing of real beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, my book. So I'm going to put this on my Instagram page so people will be able to see what I'm talking about. But yes, my book In Real Life, I or L, I only found out what that meant recently, In Real Life, arrived. And so opening my book and looking at it and seeing like the last 8 months of my life is in this book.
Wow.
Is pretty amazing. So I took your recommendation because I always follow up on your recommendations, Claire, because they're always really good. And I listened to Michelle Obama on Glennon Doyle's podcast, We Can Do Hard Things. Now, something Michelle Obama said in the first 5 minutes of that podcast made me stop and just really think. So Michelle Obama was talking about her dad, and Glennon was saying it's such a shame that he passed away because we would have loved to have seen, you know, Michelle Obama's dad and all that he could have brought to the world, because he sounds like an extraordinary man. And she said something that her dad always said that made me just stop in my tracks. She said that her dad used to say, never satisfied. So when the kids were looking at each other's plates, do they have more than me? You know, what am I getting? He'd always say, never satisfied. And it made me really think about life and how we're always striving for more. Mm-hmm. More and more and more. And I wrote about this in my book, and I wanted to just read you one tiny paragraph that I wrote that reminded me of that kind of never enough mentality or never satisfied mentality. So if you don't mind, Claire, just take 30 seconds. So
oh,
I just said, okay, oh yeah, here we go. Oh yeah. Okay, so I said, the pursuit of more can be fickle because more is never enough. More is infinite. It's never ending. And so you have a choice. You can keep searching or you can choose to see that you are enough. We can get caught in a cycle, searching outside of ourselves for acceptance, searching for more love, more respect, more appreciation. You can search and search down an endless path, but once you stop and find acceptance and love and respect and appreciation within yourself, all of a sudden your world starts overflowing with those exact things. Then it becomes clear the world is simply holding up a mirror to who we are and who we choose to be.
Oh, preach.
So when you find enough within yourself, all of a sudden the world becomes enough and what you have is enough. So, yeah, that just reminded me when she said that just about never satisfied. It's like if you can find enough within yourself, enough love, enough appreciation, enough trust, then all of a sudden the world becomes enough for you.
Oh, beautifully put.
Thank you, Claire. Well, that was my week now. A few other bits happened that I'll be able to tell people all about next week. Really exciting things going on in our house. And yeah, we're just taking each day as it comes and enjoying the moment. And 2023 has been a good year for me so far.
And you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of you and me and the extraordinary morning we shared at the 40 Foot in Dublin a few weeks ago.
Oh my God, Claire.
Wasn't that something special?
So we met at the 40 Foot and do you know what I thought was funny? And I've thought about this a few times since. That we went down to the Sandy Cove side of the 40 Foot and we sat on a little concrete wall for about 40 minutes and we didn't say that many words to each other.
No, we didn't. And I have a memory of sitting there with my eyes closed, actually, because the sun was just coming out and my head was against the wall. And I was just like, I come back, I'd flown in the night before and I was just, my eyes were closed and I was surrounded by beautiful Irish accents and fun and joy. And I was just soaking it in, sitting beside you.
Yeah, so we decided to go for a swim. And at this particular spot in Dublin, I find that a lot of the people who are swimming there are like over the age of 70, at least, probably 80. And if you go down there, and I said to you, Claire, this is like free therapy. So if anyone is feeling chronic loneliness, I would advise you, or just even if you're not going to go for a swim, just go sit down there, listen to the conversations, insert yourself into that way of life. And before you know it, you're going to be chatting away to people.
Yes. And do you know what? You're right. So you don't even need to get into your swimming togs when you go down there. You just need to be there to soak it up. And before long, somebody will say something to you like, are you going in? The water's not too bad today. It's 9 degrees or it's 9.5. We got chatting to a lady who was getting dressed just beside us. Her name was Eleanor and she must have been in her, what, late 70s, maybe 80? She had been swimming for 30 years. And her and her friend were quick to correct us when I said, how long have you been sea swimming? You must think it's gas with all of us lockdown newbies coming in. And they said, we've been swimming. We call it swimming because...
You know,
it's like they just go for a dip every single day for the last 30 years. And she had a kind of a long sleeved suit and she put on this cerise pink hat. And she got in before us, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So when we went and approached the water, we looked down and there was Evelyn on her back, eyes closed, kicking her feet, just feeling it.
Yeah, unbelievable. And wasn't even the crack down there, like some man who was definitely over 70 as well arrived down with a little wheelie suitcase, bumped into another older lady who was down there, and he goes, "Oh, Jesus, Annie, I didn't recognize you with your clothes on."
And she said to him with his little wheelie, are you coming down here for the weekend, are you?
Oh, it was brilliant. And the water's pretty cold at the moment, but gloriously refreshing. And I was someone who was so afraid of swimming because of the waves. So I used to get in Killiney and it was such a big deal for me. But in Sandy Cove, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down the steps, in you get, 2 minutes.
Yes. It's very, I also like that actually. It's quite efficient, isn't it? We were there for a long time, but people don't spend long periods of time there. So there's kind of waves and waves of people coming in and out. So you can stay and people watch for as long as you like. But people go, dip and leave.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what the beauty of that is? They bring that joy back into their lives then. So, so nice. I meant to say to you, and when I was down there at the 40 foot, that at Christmas time, two things happened. And which has led me to believe that maybe the 40 foot is quite a good spot for me and fellas.
Ooh, go on.
So at Christmas time, I was walking down to the other side, the Bad Sisters side of the 40 foot for a swim. And as I was walking down with Palomine Lisa, a guy walks towards me and I'm like, you know, when your brain sees someone you know and you haven't seen them for ages, I was like this. Brr, brr. I'm like, oh my God. It was my first ever boyfriend. The first boyfriend I ever had, Brian Clark, was walking towards me. And he kind of looked and I looked and there was that moment I could see with him. You know, when you have to make a decision whether you go in and say hi or whether you don't. And we would have gone out like when I was 17 or 18, which is a long time ago. And anyway, you know me, I'm like, hello. I was like, oh my God, hi. So I had a big chat with him. He now lives in Madrid. He introduced me to his partner and I have family in Madrid. So like, he was like, well, look, if you're ever coming over, like find me on Facebook and I'll meet you. And I honestly was really struck by that because I was like, this is a sign. If your first boyfriend shows up in your life, you know what's coming, don't you? No, you don't. Okay. Well, I'll tell you. My last ever boyfriend is coming.
Okay.
End of a cycle, you know?
Closure.
Closure.
But was there a part of you that was like, oh, he likes sea swimming and I like swimming? maybe he was the one.
No, actually, because he was like, you're not getting in, are you? And I was like, oh, yeah. And he was like, madness. And he walked off.
What was he doing there?
He was just walking, showing his partner around like the famous swim spot in Dublin.
Yeah, he's not the one.
You know, he's not the one. No. Also, I just wanted to remind you of, do you remember when you and I were down there at Christmas and we saw two lads and they were quite handsome and it turns out they were Americans.
The Americans
were in. And anyway, I got a bit embarrassed, I must say. I didn't tell you that at the time, but I was a bit shy. I was in me togs. I get very shy. And anyway, you didn't give a shit. You were like chatting away to them. I was like, good on her. Whoa. And so you came back over and you were like, oh my God, those two lads are from the Air Force. Sexy. And they were they stationed in Germany?
Yeah.
And they come over here. And then, so anyway, the two lads got dressed and they were walking out and they were like, hey, girls, hey, like, where would we get coffee around here? And we were like, well, I just remember me going, oh my God, yes, go straight up that road. And on the right hand side, there's a place called The Hardware and you will find yourself a great cup of coffee. And they were like, okay, see you then. And it only struck me afterwards, like that scene from Dumb and Dumber when the girls come, at the very end of the movie, the girls come up in the bus.
Yes.
And the two lads from Dumb and Dumber are standing on the side of the road, completely destitute. And they're like, hey, we're looking for some guys to travel around the country with us. And they're like, oh yeah, the town is that way. You'll find them there. It's like, I had an opportunity to go have coffee with two guys from the Air Force. And what did I do? I pointed them in the direction of the place and didn't go with them.
I know, Claire. I don't think in my 30s, at least, that I've ever chatted two fellas up on behalf of my friend. I was like, I'm married, but I'm going to chat these lads up for Claire. And then I go, Claire, I was like this, Claire, as we were putting our tails on, you need to go for coffee with them. You need to go for coffee. And you're like, oh, I can't. I was like, well, there's no helping you.
But I had like, oh, and even my mum was down with us that day. Mm-hmm. And even Eileen Solon turned around and was like, would you not have just gone up the road? So it's just me and the birds, single, ready to mingle.
I don't see you with an Air Force American fella that lives in Germany.
Yeah.
It's not your path.
Probably not. Yeah. The search continues.
Although I think a long distance relationship would suit you, Claire.
I would love a long distance relationship.
Like the thought, like knowing you're with someone, but not having to actually see them or hang out with them.
Yes, and I've talked to many of my married friends, and they all say, listen, that sounds like a bloody great deal. Basically going on holiday with him every couple of months is what I'm looking for.
This season, as you can probably tell, we are delighted that Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. It's a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days, and it's safe for your enamel. In a recent Colgate survey of 2,000 people, almost a third say that a lack of confidence in their smile is holding them back. And now we have full confidence in our smiles thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra. So Claire, how's your Colgate journey going?
Well, honestly, brushing my teeth has never been such a pleasure, because I could, like, it works. It really works. And my teeth are much whiter. I was at a wedding recently. One of my best friends got married, Carla, in Carlingford. Met loads of Soul Sisters, by the way.
Really?
Who were all coming up to me saying, hi, how are you? What's going on? Love the podcast. So hello to all those Soul Sisters who I met at Carla's wedding. I sent my mum a selfie before I went. So I was staying in the hotel. So I sent her a little selfie from the hotel room before I went upstairs for the humanist ceremony. And you know what she sends me back? First thing.
What?
Your teeth look brilliant. I had tried to take one that was like, not in front of a mirror, trying to get like my whole body in, my shoes, my earrings, my dress. And Eileen Solon's like, those teeth look great. So thank you, Colgate. Thank you very much. I also need to say one more thing about the wedding, which is I was really looking forward to spending the day with Carla and celebrating her love. But I was also looking forward to ending the day in a bath.
Yes.
Because, you know, I love a bath and I don't have a bath. And obviously, hotels provide you with a bath. Problem is, I was in an executive suite which didn't have a bath.
You are joking.
Can you believe it? And not only that, but all of the Soul Sisters I met at the wedding were talking about how they were really looking forward to using their baths.
Why does this happen to you?
Why does this happen to me? So, yeah.
It's so funny that you say that, because when we were in New York, lots of people had a bath in their room and we didn't. And we were hobbling back from the marathon with Scott and Lee. And Jamie said, oh my God, I wish our room had a bath. And Scott mistakenly said, oh, we have a bath. And Jamie, in the way only Claire Solon can, asked Scott if he could have a bath in his room.
He didn't, did he?
He asked, maybe I'll pop into your room for a bath. I was like, this is unacceptable. You may think this is okay because of season 2 or 3 of Soul Sisters, but it's not. And Scott, as you can imagine, did not follow up on Jamie's request, nor did he ever acknowledge it again. And Jamie did not have a bath in Scott's room, thankfully.
So don't hold back, Soul Sisters. Have a bath. And while you're having a bath, let Colgate Max White Ultra boost your confidence and boost your smile. You can get it in Dunn's now half price until the 25th of April.
So I think about what to recommend this week. And I think there's a bit of pressure with recommends now, Claire, because I think people really like this segment of what we recommend. So I'm always like, oh God, I didn't read a book this week, or I didn't, you know, only listen to the Michelle Obama. And you already recommended that. So this is what I was thinking, right? I always think when you're coming out of Easter, it's a really nice time to do a little mini reset, because, you know, Easter's, we're on the home stretch to summer now. So what I'm recommending to people is to set themselves a challenge, something to work towards over the next couple of months. So I've already started preparing myself for the 2024 New York Half Marathon, because I was so inspired by the half marathon in March that I want to do it bigger and better for myself next year. I just want to feel better in my body. So if you set yourself a challenge, something to focus on, it gives you a goal. So for me this week, I'm going to register for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Yes. 10K in June. That's going to get me a nice little 10K done in June. And then I might register for another 10K in October around the Great Pink Run with Breast Cancer Ireland. And then I'm building myself up. And you see, I'm setting myself out a plan to get myself to the New York Half next year. So if you feel like a little bit stuck in a rut, you know, Easter can sometimes, we can be sitting around a lot and you want to get out, register for something, even a 5K, the park run. Set yourself a target of 1 kilometer around the block, whatever it is, and build yourself up from there. So that's my recommends this week.
I really like that, because I like you, have never given myself an opportunity physically to enjoy a challenge. I've always been underprepared. Yes. And so therefore really suffered on the day and actually walked away with bad memories, which is so, you know, counterproductive. So great. Okay, I'm going to do that. Thanks
for
that. You
should come home for the mini marathon.
As you were saying it, I actually thought I was, that's what I was thinking about in my mind. What date is it?
I think it's the June bank holiday. Yeah.
Oh my God, I could do that. I could, because my friends had a baby. Well, they're having a baby anyway, so I need to see the little one. Perfect.
Okay, look into it and we'll keep everyone posted if we're doing it.
Okay, great. Yes. Okay. Right. So my recommends this week, I am a lover of the melancholy music. And so therefore, the music of one Lewis Capaldi is right up my street. And when I saw he had done a music documentary or a documentary on Netflix, I had to watch. And it's called How I Am Now. And I have so much love and respect for this guy anyway. He is like, isn't he just the best? Oh. He's so authentically himself. He is an amazing songwriter. He is fun. He is funny. I love his relationship with Niall Horan. Mm. Like, he's just the best. He doesn't give a shit. Like, he's teaching us. Like, he's our guru, you know? Mm-hmm. So this documentary is a look behind the curtain of fame. And unfortunately, if you've watched these documentaries before, which I'm sure you have, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see these people that we adore so much and that we support are actually quite haunted by their profile. Mm. So there's a lot of pressure on him. There's a massive imposter syndrome. And in this documentary, you see the price of fame on his physical and mental health. So it's not that easy a watch, but it does wrap up nicely in the end. And for me, a couple of his songs that I really, really love, like Before You Go, and he gives you just a little bit of context and a little bit of background on as to why he wrote those songs and who they were for. So if you love Lewis, or actually if you don't know much about him, I would really recommend this doc.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix. It's, you know, the Taylor Swift documentary, and it opens with her, and I think she's sitting on her couch and she's not getting nominated at the Grammys. Oh my God, it's heartbreaking, the pressure.
It's- it's heartbreaking. And it was the same with the J-Lo. Mm. Remember, J-Lo wanted a nomination and she didn't get it.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, this week's song came to me when I walked into the ladies' changing room at Sadhana Yoga this weekend. I was thinking to myself, what song am I going to suggest that the Soul Sisters listen to? And this song started just as I walked in. It is called The Devi Prayer, D-E-V-I. It's a really peaceful track and it's highly conducive to meditation or to relaxation. So you've heard it, George, haven't you?
Yeah, like it's just bath. That's bath music for me. Sorry.
Great. Fantastic reference point. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
If you come home for the mini marathon, you can have a bath in my house afterwards, okay?
Fantastic. And if you're like me and you don't have one, just stick your feet in a bucket and listen to the music. All right.
So that's it, Soul Sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Claire, anything exciting going on in your world coming up this week?
Nothing much, nothing that exciting coming up this week. But you know what I'm preparing for? A yoga retreat in May.
Nice.
I am a yogi, obviously, but I've never been on retreat before. But I am now officially addicted to going away and meeting groups of women and connecting with them. You know the way we talked about friendship last mm-hmm. week? I really wanted to mention this, that the some of the easiest, some of the most impactful friendships and impactful experiences I've had with women and new friends have been on my Gutsy Girls trips and will also be on this yoga retreat. The thing about this retreat is there's actually spaces left. So Sarah Shannon, who you have spoken to on the Good Glow, is running this retreat in the Western Algarve. And she has spaces left. It's May 15th to the 20th. So Soul Sisters, if you are thinking about it or you want to do something spontaneous, then Sarah Shannon Yoga on Instagram and come along, because I'd love to see you and we can just practice some yoga in the sunshine together.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Yes, and I absolutely love Sarah Shannon. She deserves all the great things in life, that girl.
She does.
I'm not doing anything exciting. I'm just going to be sitting here looking at my book and keeping everything crossed going forward over the next few weeks.
We can, Eileen Solon, by the way, has pre-ordered a copy of Glow.
Oh, Eileen, thank you.
And she's really looking forward to the Good Glow Summit as well.
Oh, there's a nice little bit about you in here, Claire.
Oh, yes.
You're in step 3, embrace curiosity.
Oh, 3 is the magic number.
There you go. Okay, thanks everyone for tuning in. We hope you have a beautiful week ahead, short week, and we will see you next Tuesday. You can get Claire on Instagram at Claire Solon. If you're looking for a life coach, she's your woman. And I will leave a link to my book in the episode show notes. And if you order on the Easons website, you get free delivery and a free ticket to the first ever online Good Glow Summit. So we'll catch you next week.